we extend a warm Christian Crusaders welcome to all of our listeners on this Memorial Weekend Sunday. The year 2001 marks the 65th year for our radio program. Our worship service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The present is enriched by remembering the past. The future is shaped by great moments in days gone by. I'm going to talk about that in a sermon today as it relates to the Word of God. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember the price that has been paid by many of our men and women who have died in the course of battle. Lord, we thank you for this land and for those who have made it all that it really is. Blessed as we have been in America, O God, forgive us our unrighteousness and grant that in this day serious thought may be given to our relationship with you by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, as we say so often, sometimes rather flippantly, God bless America, and do with us whatever you must to bring us to our knees and to faith in Christ as the Lord of the nation. Hear our prayer, which we ask in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends in Christ. In the book of Ecclesiastes, wise old Solomon once said, "There is a time for everything. There is a time to be born, and there is a time to die. There is a time to tear down, and there is a time to build up. There's a time to weep, and a time to laugh. There is a time to be silent, and there is a time to speak." And I believe that he could also have written, "There is a time to forget, and there is a time to remember." We cannot live in the past, but neither can we forget the past. There is a time, friend, when we have to simply look back and realize that the present day in which we live is enriched by remembering the past. And we must also remember that our future is shaped by great moments we have experienced in the past. This being Memorial Day weekend, I'd like to talk to you on the general theme. It is a time to remember. This thought comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, beginning with verse 14. Now you will recall that Moses was the person who had led Israel out of Egypt and out of slavery into freedom, and into a place where they would call it their own land, where they would be able to do as they wanted to under God. Moses then is nearing the end of his time. He's going up to Mount Nebo, and there he's going to die. But the people under new leadership are going in to the promised land. And this is a part of his valedictory to the Israelites. "Do not take advantage of a hired man who is poor and needy, whether he is a brother Israelite or an alien living in one of your towns. Pay him his wages each day before sunset, because he is poor and he's counting on that money. Otherwise, he may cry out to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin." What he is saying to them is this: remember those hard days in Egypt? Okay, let that past influence your future. And the cry that he gives them is this: remember the past. Remember the past. He goes on in verse 17, he says, "Do not deprive the alien or the fatherless of justice, or take the cloak of the widow as a pledge. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there. That is why I command you to do this." What is he saying? When you were living in Egypt, you were denied just treatment. You were looked upon as less than the Egyptian. But now that the Lord God has redeemed you, that is, has brought you out of Egypt into your own land, don't try to practice exactly as your enemy did years ago. But rather, remember that God expects you to learn from the past. Remember the past. That's the message that is before us today. Now, to elaborate just a little bit more on that, you know that Egypt's primary task while they were in Egypt was to make bricks. And it was so set up that wherever that place was that they made the bricks, there would be other people who would bring in the straw. And straw was used in the putting of these bricks together. So all that Israel had to do was make bricks. And the straw and the other ingredients were provided for them. Well, Pharaoh got angry at Israel, and so he made a new rule. The rule was that Israel could go out and get their own straw. And they were to make as many bricks even though they had to go out and get their straw, as they had before when the straw was brought in to them. They were not to have their quotas reduced. And if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, that is, if they didn't make their quota, then they were to be punished, and they were beaten badly. They were called lazy. Moses says, you remember those experiences, don't you? Well, learn from them. And now when you get into the new land, and you will be some of the people in charge, don't let that past be forgotten. Remember the past, and you treat those people who work under you kindly, not as you have been treated. For remember this, it was God who took you out of captivity, out of Egypt, and has now given this land to you. That which you are to enjoy, let it teach you how to treat other people. Do not take advantage of a hired man who is poor and needy. Pay him his wages at the end of the day. Don't let it go another day. He's counting on that wage at the end of the day to get bread and water. Don't deprive the stranger of, or the fatherless or the widows of justice. Remember that all people in God's eyes are precious and important. They too have feelings. They too have needs. Learn from the past and use it in the present and the future. That's the story from God's holy word. So this is not just a bit of human philosophy that I preach to you today on this patriotic weekend, but it comes from our Heavenly Father and the inspired word that he has given to us. Just think of it, friend, all the blessings that we have. I think, for example, today, of the political freedom that we have. We take it for granted pretty much, don't we? We become very, very critical of our government. We don't like it when some of our freedoms are taken away from us, but we are still in the land of the free. I remember an experience of the past. My wife and I made a trip to East Germany before the wall came down. And as we walked on the streets of East Germany, we looked into the face of children. Their faces were sad. It was a sharp contrast between the children as we knew them in the United States. There was not a lot of happiness there. Oh, I imagine little children did not know what was going on, but there was still a grayness over that whole country. I recall visiting with a mother one day. She told me that her husband was a graduate of Karl Marx University in Leipzig. He was an electrical engineer. She said, in America, how much would you pay an electrical engineer? I told her I wasn't sure, but I'd take a guess that maybe $50,000 would be a starting time. She laughed. She said, my husband receives the same amount of money as a highly trained electrical engineer as the person who works on the street. It breaks the incentive. My son now has a scholarship to Karl Marx University, but he chooses not to go, for he says, why do all the studying when there is no reward for it? And maybe he should have gone anyway. I'm not saying that. But you could look into the face of the youth and see that there was no great expectancy as far as the future was concerned. You went by those massive churches, and you think of the day when the forefathers had built those churches to enter to sing their praises to God and to hear his word. And now they were locked up, closed, boarded up, unless they were used for some other purpose that the state could make use of them. The churches were not open. They were not free. The wall was there. You couldn't miss it. And that was to keep the people in order that they could not escape from their captivity. Yeah, and I am an American, and I am free, And at the end of my journey in East Germany, we could pick up our passports and we could go on. And living within the law, there was nothing that we couldn't do. But I had to remember the past, to appreciate the present, and to be thankful for the way that I was permitted to live as an American citizen. I had to remember that boy that I was confirmed with at 14 years of age, Christian Hansen. Chris was my friend. He wrote to me only days before he was killed in Europe. He said, "I don't think that I'm going to get through this. The fighting is very, very heavy." I have to remember Chris and what the price of this freedom is. I have to remember Charlie Sinclair, University of Maine graduate, captain in the Army, leading a group of men in the Battle of the Bulge only months before the war came to an end. He never came home. And he left behind him a wife and five children to raise. Charlie Sinclair was one of those people who paid the price for the freedom that I have been able to enjoy for all of these years. Always remember. That's what our Lord is saying. Nothing comes cheaply. Someone has paid a price. Remember, lest we take our freedom for granted. I remember the Depression. I wasn't very old, but I remember it very well. I remember that there were some people who got hungry, and there were some who didn't really have any clothing. I could go on and tell you stories about that. I didn't like it, but I need to remember it. And you know, in retrospect, now that it is all over, I'm so thankful to God that I lived in that period. For it has given to me an understanding of the value of a dollar. That no matter how affluent our economy might be, and no matter how freely the dollars may flow into some, we are to be stewards of that money. We're not to be tight, but we're not to waste it either. We're not to spend it on things that are pure foolishness. What is enough, as we seem never to be content with what we have. Remember the past. Remember those days when you didn't have even the necessities, say nothing about the luxuries. Remember those days when to have a telephone installed in your house, which we did after the Depression was over, was really something. Remember what it was to get an automobile to drive. We were without for a lot of years. Remember what it was to paint the wall of the house, for now you had a little money in order to do it. Not bad training, friend. And I don't want that to happen in the United States of America, but perhaps it would be not too bad for us to get a better appreciation of what the value of a dollar really is and how it should be used rightly according to God's holy will. Remember those nights when a loved one was so sick and a friend or relative came by to hold your hand and to cry with you as you cried. Remember that. Don't forget it, friend. Don't forget it. Because today, there is someone nearby you who is in one of those hurting hours. And she or he is waiting for you to come by and just to hold the hand. And even perhaps to shed a tear or to read a passage of scripture or to offer a prayer or to just be present. You want to be a friend like that? Or would you be that neighbor who lives next door, who has literally crushed that man or woman sitting there waiting for their loved one to die? And that person next door doesn't even say, "How's it going today?" Say nothing about coming around and offer to do whatever he might for her. If you've had those hours, don't forget them. You don't have to live with them. But it is certainly true that you don't want to forget them, because they can be used to shape your future in treating other people. Above all, if you are a Christian, and there was a time in your life when you were not a Christian, you remember how empty life was without Jesus Christ? You tried to make it meaningful on your own, but there was always something that was missing. There was a vacuum there that you just simply could not endure yourself. Remember the guilt that you had? And you wondered, how am I ever going to make up for all those bad things that I have done? Remember the fears that you had in facing difficult times and not knowing where the strength was going to come from in order that you could endure them, whatever they might be? And then do you remember that you had so little direction in your life? You weren't quite sure how you were going to keep that marriage going, and you certainly were not sure how you were going to raise those children. But then Jesus Christ came into your life and he made all things new. He took away your sin. He assured you that your sins were forgiven because he had paid the price for them on the cross at Calvary. He had suffered and died for your sin. He had been raised again to give you the victory over sin, death, and the devil. You received him into your heart, and the fears began to fade away, and suddenly there was direction. You did know how to raise those children. You did know what it was that had to bring your family together. As you and your wife bowed your head and closed your eyes and asked God to continue to bless that marriage, that it might be a good place for your children to be raised. Jesus Christ made all things new. Now remember that when you lived in darkness, everything was bleak. But today you live in the light that only Jesus Christ can give. But there are many of your friends and many of your relatives who live in darkness. Remember the past. See what Christ has done to change it as he has redeemed you. And then share with that person in the present and in the future that their lives can be made beautiful also. Share this Christ with someone who lives in spiritual captivity. On this Memorial Weekend, I pray, friend, that you'll take some time to look back in your life and write down, let's be specific, 5 experiences or 5 people who have made a difference in your life. And then follow God's word and let these experiences or people enrich your presence and shape your future in blessing someone else. Then Memorial Day is of real importance in your life. Amen. Father, in a very special way today, we pray for our blessed land. We pray for the President of the United States, the Congress, and all of those who have been placed in authority over us. Grant that they too may hear from your word, that there is a time to remember. May we as a nation learn from the past and then apply it to the present and the future. Grant, O God, that we may treat the other people in this world, those who are hungry and suffering, in the way that you would have them treated. Grant that we may recall that once it was that way in America, and now we have been called to live according to your will and to bring blessings to those round about us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the message and music in today's service has brightened your day and brought you comfort and peace. This Memorial Weekend, we remember our loved ones who have already gone to their heavenly home. Many of the gifts sent to Christian Crusaders are memorial gifts dedicated to the memory of a loved one. This gift is an enduring and meaningful way to remember your family and your friends. We have memorial packets available for your convenience, or you may simply write us a note telling us whom your gift remembers. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help cover the mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Pastor Larson's sermons are available to you on the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.